نعم ذكرناها. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وضرب لهم آجالا. The author said he appointed times of death for them. معنى ذلك أن الله تبارك وتعالى قدر آجال الخلائق من الآدميين والجن وغيرهم بحيث إذا جاء أجلهم أي جاء الوقت الذي شاء الله تعالى أن يموتوا فيه يموتون فيه. يخلق الله فيهم الموت في هذا الوقت. This means that Allah decreed and willed for each one among the human beings and other creatures like jinn and the like, the time when this one, in which this one dies. So when this time arrives, Allah creates death in this creature. وهذا الأمر لا يتأخر عن وقته ولا يتقدم. This does not happen before the decreed time, and it does not happen after the decreed time. Rather, they die at the time that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decreed for them, willed for them. قال ربنا عز وجل فإذا جاء أجلهم لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. Allah said in the 34th ayah of Surah Al-A'raf, فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, which means when the time of their death, the time that Allah willed for them to die at it, when this time arrives, their death wouldn't be delayed. That is, it happens at that time, and it wouldn't happen before it. فيعلم من هذا أن المقتول ميت بأجله. From this it is known that the one who is killed, it dies because the time that Allah decreed for him, at which Allah decreed for him to die, arrived. If someone kills another person, why does the other person die? Because the time that Allah willed for him to die at it came. That's why. I think you heard many stories about people who were injured, or the same injuries. Some would die, some wouldn't. It depends on the time of their death, the time that Allah willed for them to die at it. فَالْقَتْلُ فِعْلٌ يحصل من القاتل يخلق الله عقبه الموت، ليس القاتل هو الذي يخلق الموت في المقتول. So it's not the killer who creates death in the killed person. Rather, killing is an act done by the killer, after which Allah creates death in the killed person. فالقاتل لم يقطع على المقتول أجله. So the one who kills another person, it's not that Allah willed for the killed person another time at which he would die, but the killer changed that. No, it's not like that. No one dies except at the time that Allah willed for him or her to die. قال رحمه الله ولم يخف عليه شيء قبل أن يخلقهم. The author said, nothing was hidden from him before he created them. وهذا سبق أن شرحنا. We explained this matter in the previous session, if you remember. ولا أحد يعلم كل الغيب إلا الله. No one knows all what is going to happen in the future except Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah قد يطلع بعض الناس على بعض الأشياء التي ستحصل في المستقبل. Allah might enable some people to know certain things that are going to happen in the future. بعض الأولياء قد يطلعهم الله، قد يكشف لهم ذلك. Allah might uncover this for some of the أولياء, some of the righteous upright Muslims. لكن كل الغيب لا يعلمه إلا الله. But no one other than Allah knows everything that will happen in the future. في الحديث ثبت أن أناسا يؤخذ بهم ذات الشمال، يؤخذون إلى العذاب، إلى جهنم. والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام على حسب ما كان يعرف في الدنيا يعرفهم من أصحابه، فيقول عليه الصلاة والسلام أصيحابي، عندما يرى أنه أخذ بهم إلى العذاب يقول أصيحابي، فتقول له الملائكة إنك لا تدري ماذا أحدثوا بعدك. فإذا كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يعلم، فهل يعطى غيره من الناس علم كل شيء؟ لا. It is mentioned in the hadith that on the day of judgment, some people who were with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, whom the Prophet considered them among his companions, some among them will be taken to be tortured. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام sees that. So he says, أصيحابي, which means these are my companions. Some angels tell the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, you do not know what they did after your death. they apostatized. So if the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was not given the knowledge of all what is going to happen, even until the day of judgment, or even until until entering paradise and hellfire. So how about other than the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ بعض الناس من أهل الغلو قالوا النبي يعلم كل ما يعلمه الله، وهذا تكذيب للقرآن وللحديث. Some people who went beyond the proper limits, who exaggerated a lot, said that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام knows everything that Allah knows. This is belying Al-Quran and belying the Prophet himself صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is blasphemy. هناك طائفة موجودة، جماعة موجودة في بلاد الهند وباكستان، يقال لهم البريلوية. There is a group that exists in India and Pakistan called بريلوية. يقولون، هؤلاء يقولون، منهم من يقول النبي يعلم كل ما يعلمه الله، ومنهم من يقول النبي يعلم كل ما يحصل إلى يوم القيامة. هذا فاسد وهذا فاسد. These people, a part of them say that the Prophet knows everything Allah knows. And another part of them says that the Prophet knows all what happens until the day of judgment. Both statements are not correct. Both statements are false. Mara كنت أكلم واحدا منهم، قلت ما يوجد دليل على هذا الذي تقوله؟ هو كان يقول يعلم كل ما يحصل إلى يوم القيامة. قلت لا يوجد دليل على هذا. قال كيف إذا كان الشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني العالم بالنسبة إليه كما شيء في كفه، فكيف النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام؟ هذا غلو، غلو ممقوت. One time I was talking to one of these people and I told him there is no proof that the Prophet knows everything. I was going soft with him, step by step. So I told him there is no proof that the Prophet knows everything that occurs until the day of judgment. He said, how's that? If Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani knows all of that, so how about the Prophet? He said, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, for him, all the world is like something in his hand. He needs to look at it and he will know. So how about the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام? This is a very bad exaggeration, very bad, because it contradicts the religion. It contradicts the religion. Neither the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام nor Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani claimed such thing. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وعلم ما هم عاملون قبل أن يخلقهم. The author said He knew what they would do before He created them. وهذا أيضا شرحناه. Also, we talked about this issue in the past session. والخلاصة أن الله عالم بما كان عالم بما يكون وعالم بما لا يكون أن لو كان كيف يكون كما قال سبحانه وتعالى ولو ردوا لعادوا لما نهوا عنه. In brief, in summary, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows what happened, what is happening, what will happen in the future, what does not happen, if it were, what does not happen, if it were to happen, how it would happen. As Allah said, in Al-Qur'an, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ, which means this verse talks about the blasphemers in the hereafter. They say, they ask Allah to make them go back to this world so they would do other than what they did. They wouldn't blaspheme. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Qur'an, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. If they were to be brought back, they would do again what they did before. So Allah knows that this is not going to happen, but Allah knows if it were to happen, how it would happen. والله تعالى عالم بذاته وبصفاته. Likewise, Allah knows about Him, knows Himself, and knows His attributes. كل ذلك بعلم أزلي أبدي لا يتغير. All of that is with His eternal and everlasting attribute of knowledge that does not change. بعلم واحد لا يتجزأ ولا يتبعض ولا يشبه علم المخلوقين. With one knowledge means a knowledge which is not composed of parts and it does not occur in batches, and it does not resemble the knowledge of the creation. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وأمرهم بطاعته ونهاهم عن معصيته. The author said, he ordered them to obey him and he forbade them to disobey him. الله تبارك وتعالى أمر العباد بالطاعة ونهاهم عن المعصية ابتلاء منه للعباد امتحانا للعباد ليظهر الطائع ويتميز من العاصي. الله تعالى ordered the slaves to do certain things and forbade them from doing other things. This is a test for the slaves. Through it, thus it would be apparent who is obedient and who is not obedient. وليحصل ليتحقق ما خلق له الطائعون من الطاعة والعبادة. And also also for what Allah willed to happen to be carried out. To realize, to occur. وإنما يطيع الطائع ويعصي العاصي كل بمشيئته واختياره وكسبه. The one who obeys, obeys with his own will and choice. The one who disobeys, disobeys with his own will and choice. لكن مشيئة العبد تحت مشيئة الله. Taking in consideration that the will of the slave, of the creature, is under the will of Allah, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Innama yasha'u al-insan ma'alima Allah annahu yasha'uhu wa qaddara lah. Each one will of us, of the creatures, chooses and wills what Allah knew eternally that he or she is going to choose or will. Each one chooses and wills what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decreed eternally for each one to choose and will. What Allah willed for each one to choose and will. So, of course, we have a choice. We have our own will. Our choice and our own will is under the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. كَمَا قَالَ رَبُّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. As Allah said in Al-Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, which means, you only will what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala willed for you. So what Allah decreed for you to will, you will it. You only will what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decreed for you. This verse is the 30th verse of Surah Ad-Dahr. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وكل شيء يجري بتقديره ومشيئته ومشيئته تنفذ لا مشيئة للعباد إلا ما شاء لهم فما شاء لهم كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. The author said, everything exists in accordance with his destining and will. His will is fulfilled. The slaves do not will anything except what he willed for them. So whatever he willed for them, whatever he willed for them does come into being. And whatever he did not will does not exist. هذا من المصنف رحمه الله شروع في شرح مسألة المشيئة تفصيل في بيانها. The author with these words wanted to give details in explaining about the will of Allah, the creed of Ahlul Sunnah about the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ومعرفة هذا أمر شديد الأهمية في الدين. Knowing the proper creed, معرفة عقيدة أهل السنة في مسألة المشيئة والقدر شيء مهم جدا. Knowing the proper creed about destiny and will is something very important. Knowing what أهل السنة believe in this issue. حتى لا يعتقد الإنسان خلاف الحق فيضل. So one wouldn't believe other than the correct belief and thus would be going astray. أهل السنة يقولون لا مشيئة للعباد في أنفسهم وفي أفعالهم إلا ما شاء الله لهم. أهل السنة say that the slaves do not will anything about what they believe and about their doings except what Allah destined for them, willed for them, decreed for them. قالوا لأن مشيئتنا لم تكن ثم كانت فهي مخلوقة فلا بد أنها بمشيئة الله. They said because our will did not exist, then it exists. At one point we do not will something and then at another point we will it. Isn't it the case? So our will was not existing and then at one point it exists. So it is created. It is in need for a creator. So it occurs by the will of Allah and the creating of Allah. It is something very obvious. هذا شيء شديد الوضوح. ويستحيل أن يشاء الإنسان شيئا لم يرد الله في الأزل له أن يشاءه. It is impossible for one to will something that Allah did not decree for him to will it. بعض الناس رأوا المعجزات من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بأم العين ومع ذلك لم يؤمنوا. Some people they saw with their eyes the miracles of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and despite that they did not believe. وأيضا شيء آخر شديد الوضوح, إبليس يعرف أن مصيره النار ومع ذلك لا يؤمن. إبليس يعرف أن ما هو عليه باطل مع ذلك لا يؤمن, لأن الله ما شاء له حسن الخاتمة. Another thing which is very clear, إبليس the head of the devils, he knows that he's wrong. He knows that he's wrong. He knows that the one who dies on that state is going to be in hellfire forever. He knows that for sure. Despite that, he does not believe. Why? Because Allah did not will for him to believe. So no one wills except what Allah willed for him. No one chooses except what Allah Ta'ala decreed for him. This is the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. Because our choice is created and our will is created. So it is in need for someone, for the Creator, to create it. So it occurs by the will of Allah. And the creating of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يحب أن يهتدي عمه أبو طالب. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام wanted that his uncle Abu Talib would believe. He loved that. في مرض موته قال له يا عم قل لا إله إلا الله أشهد لك بها عند الله. During the death of Abu Talib, when he was ill before his death, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, oh my uncle, say لا إله إلا الله and I will witness on the day of judgment that you said it. That is, you will be safe if you say it. ما رضي قال إني على دين عبد المطلب. He did not accept to say it. He said, I will follow the religion of my father. مع أنه كان يعلم أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام على حق. Although he knew that the Prophet was right. وكان يدافع عنه ويحميه. He used to protect him and defend him. لكن ما آمن. Still, he did not utter الشهادتين. ومات على الكفر. And he died as a blasphemer. لما مات ولده علي رضي الله عنه قال للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إن عمك الشيخ الكافر قد مات. When he died, his son, الإمام علي, told the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, your uncle, the blasphemer old man, died. النبي قال اذهب فواري. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him, go and bury him. That's it. He did not believe. He died as a blasphemer. Although he knew that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was right. Because Allah did not will for him to believe. الله أنزل في ذلك قوله إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. أنت يا محمد لا تهدي من أحببت له الهداية. أنت يا محمد لا تخلق الاهتداء في قلب من أحببت له الهداية لكن الله يهدي من يشاء. من شاء الله له الاهتداء يخلق الاهتداء في قلبه. In regards of this issue, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the 56th verse of Surah Al-Qasas. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Which means, O you Muhammad, you do not create belief in the heart of the person whom you love for him to believe. Rather, Allah is the one who guides to believe whomever he willed for him to do that. So the one that Allah willed for him to believe, Allah guides him to believe. And the one whom Allah did not will for him to believe is not going to believe despite of the efforts of anyone else. قال المؤلف يهدي من يشاء ويعصم ويعافي فضلا ويضل من يشاء ويخذل ويبتلي عدلا. The author said, out of his generosity Allah guides, protects from sinning, and gives health to whomever he willed. Out of his justice, he creates misguidance, enables one to sin, and inflicts with calamities whomever he willed. شرح ذلك أن الله يهدي من يشاء من العباد إلى طاعته. Allah guides whomever He willed to be an obedient person. وهذا من الله فضل. And this is by the generosity of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لا يجب عليه سبحانه وتعالى أن يهديه. It is not an obligation upon Allah تبارك وتعالى to guide this person. ومن أضله الله فبعدله. ليس ظلما من الله أن يضله. Likewise, the one who is misguided, the one whom Allah تبارك وتعالى did not guide him, and thus he is disobedient to Allah, he is like that by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And this is not injustice of the part of Allah عز وجل. كما قلنا لأن الله لا يجب عليه فعل الأصلح للعبد. Just as we said, because it is not an obligation upon Allah to do what is best for the slave. إنما يفعل الله ما يشاء لا يسأل عما يفعل لحكمة يعلمها عز وجل. Rather, Allah does whatever He willed for a wisdom that Allah تبارك وتعالى knows, and He is not questioned about what He does. Subhanah. He is not questioned about what he does. قال رحمه الله وكلهم يتقلبون في مشيئته بين فضله وعدله. The author said, all of them behave in accordance with his will, whether by his generosity or his justice. معنى ذلك أن العباد يتصرفون على حسب ما شاء الله لهم. This means that the slaves, the creatures, do only what Allah willed for them to do, in accordance with the knowledge and will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. بعضهم مهتدون بفضل الله بعضهم ضالون بعدل الله. المهتدي والضال كلاهما تحت مشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى. Some of them, they act in obedience by the generosity of Allah, Some of them, they act in disobedience without injustice from the part of Allah. But all of them, they act under the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They act in accordance with the destiny of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in accordance to what Allah decreed for them. فَالَّذِي يَخْلُقُ الْإِهْتِدَاءَ فِي الْقُلُوبِ هُوَ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِي يَخْلُقُ الضَّلَالَةَ فِي الْقُلُوبِ هُوَ اللَّهِ. So the one who creates guidance in the heart of the guided person is Allah. The one who creates misguidance in the heart of the misguided person is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ولا يجوز أن يقال إن فعل الخير من العبد بمشيئة الله أما فعل الشر فليس بمشيئة الله. And it is not permissible for one to say that doing good deeds is by the will of Allah while doing bad deeds is not by the will of Allah. Yes, doing good deeds is by the order of Allah. Doing bad deeds is not by the order of Allah. But doing good deeds and bad deeds is by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ولو كان يحصل في هذا العالم ما لم يشأ الله حصوله لكان الله مقهورا عاجزا. And had it been the case that anything occurs in this universe without the will of Allah, against the will of Allah, then Allah would have been defeated, weak and defeated. Allah is clear of that. Subhana. كما قال أبو جعفر وهو متعال عن الأضداد والأنداد. He is clear from that, just as Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, Allah is exalted above having contenders or equals. وهو متعال عن الأضداد والأنداد. متعال يعني مرتفع. مرتفع يعني شو؟ مكانة ليس حسا. متعال عن الأضداد يعني منزه عن أن يكون له ضد. ومتعال عن الأنداد يعني منزه عن أن يكون له ند. الند هو المثل، والله لا مثل له. والضد يراد به هنا المغالب، والله لا مغالب له، لأن كل ما يحصل في هذا العالم يحصل بمشيئته. So no one is equal to Allah because Allah Ta'ala does not resemble anything. And no one is a contender to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala because everything that happens happens by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فالأمر كما قال أبو جعفر لا راد لقضائه ولا معقب لحكمه ولا غالب لأمره. So it is as Abu Ja'far said, Allah, no one prevents his preordainment, delays his ruling, or overcomes his will. قوله لا راد لقضائه أراد بالقضاء التكوين يعني الشيء الذي يخلقه الله لا أحد يمنع خلقه. What Abu Ja'far said means no one can prevent what Allah willed for it to exist from existing. What Allah creates from existing. No one can prevent what Allah creates from existing. ولا معقب لحكمه يعني لا أحد يؤخر حكم الله يعني لا أحد يجعله باطلا لا أحد يبطل الحكم الذي حكم الله به. And no one makes invalid the ruling of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَلَا غَالِبَ لِأَمْرِهِ مَعْنَاهُ لَا أَحَدَ يَمْنَعُ نَفَاذَ مَشِيئَتِهِ. And no one prevents the will of Allah from being fulfilled. كل هذا إيضاح لما سبق. As you notice, all of this is more clarification to what Abu Ja'far said before that. Just giving more details to make it very clear. قال رحمه الله آمنا بذلك كله وأيقنا أن كل من عنده. The author said, we believe in all of this and we are certain that everything is created by him. يعني صدقنا تصديقا جازما بغير شك بكل هذا الذي ذكر قبل. This means everything that Abu Ja'far mentioned before, he's saying we believe firmly with no doubt about it. ونصدق أن كلا من الخير والشر من عند الله يعني بخلق الله عز وجل. And we believe that both good and evil are created by Allah تبارك وتعالى. كل ما يحصل في هذا العالم يحصل بعلم الله وبتقدير الله وبتخليق الله سبحانه وتعالى بمشيئة الله وبتخليق الله سبحانه وتعالى. So we believe that everything that occurs in this universe occurs by the knowledge of Allah, by the will of Allah, by the power of Allah, and by the creating of Allah تبارك وتعالى. كل شيء يحصل في هذا العالم يحصل بمشيئة الله بعلم الله وبمشيئة الله وبقدرة الله وبتخليق الله تبارك وتعالى من غير أدنى شك. Without any doubt about that. إلى هنا أحد عنده سؤال. Do you have any questions up till here? Hey Khalid. What Khalid? Go ahead, repeat. إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء. You want the meaning of this verse, Khalid? O you Muhammad, you do not create, that is, you are not able to create guidance in the heart whom you love to be guided. Rather, Allah is the one who creates guidance in the heart of whomever He willed. Tafaddal Mazi. لا أحد يجعله باطلا. هون تحتمل، الله أعلم، هناك احتمالان. الاحتمال الأول أن يكون المراد بالحكم الحكم التكليفي، خطاب الله المتعلق بفعل العبد. على هذا المعنى يكون المراد لا أحد يجعل أحكام الله التي أنزلها في شرائعه باطلة، لا أحد من العباد يستطيع أن يجعلها باطلة. ويحتمل أن يكون المراد بقوله لا معقب لحكمه، أي لا مبطل لحكمه، أي لا أحد يستطيع أن يمنع نفاذ ما شاء الله حصوله. من حيث اللغة وتعبيرات الشرع يحتمل التفسيرين، الله أعلم أيهما أراد الطحاوي. وفيك. كونوا قردة خاسئين. وينو مازن؟ كونوا قردة خاسئين. هذا وينك مازن؟ عم تسمع؟ هذا حكم، لكنه حكم تكويني، يسمونه حكما تكوينيا. لا أحد يستطيع أن يمنع ذلك، لا أحد استطاع أن يمنع كونهم قردة. أليس الله تعالى إلى هنا إلى هنا. يحتمل هذا ويحتمل هذا. What do they understand from that? By the will. Or do they Okay. Some people, the question is, some people say the evil occurs by the permission of Allah. So they don't say by the will of Allah. Here you have two possibilities. The first possibility is that the one who says that believes that this means by the will of Allah. And this is a proper belief. Just he's using this terminology. And there are some people nowadays who claim that Allah does not interfere. This is how they say it. This is how they express it. They say Allah does not interfere with what the slaves do. And such a statement, in reality, is the same as Al-Mu'tazila. So if this is what they want by saying this word, then this would be blasphemy. I don't think they mean the second meaning, but some, yeah, just drawing your attention to this. اتفضل دكتور. قضائه يعني بتخليقه، بقضاء الله يعني بتخليق الله. فقضاهن سبع سماوات، أي خلقهن سبع سماوات. نعم أبا زاهد. بما يشمل الأمور الخمسة التي ذكر الله في القرآن، إذا كانوا يقولون بما يشمل الأمور الخمسة التي ذكر الله في القرآن أنه لا يعلمها إلا الله، فهذا كفر. وفيك. طيب، قال المؤلف رحمه الله: وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده المصطفى ونبيه المجتبى ورسوله المرتضى. The author said, we believe that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his chosen slave, his elect prophet, and his accepted messenger. المصطفى والمجتبى معناهما واحد. وقريب من ذلك أيضا المرتضى. في أصل المعنى هذه الثلاثة معناها واحد، لكن المصطفى والمجتبى فيهما زيادة مدح على المرتضى. These three words that are in Arabic, المصطفى، المجتبى، and المرتضى, translated in English to chosen, elect, and accepted, in base, they have the same meaning. But the first two contain more glorification than the third one. وقد قال البيهقي، وقد قال الطحاوي رحمه الله عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: نبيه المجتبى ورسوله المرتضى. فوصف محمدا عليه الصلاة والسلام بالرسالة وبالنبوة. In this text, الطحاوي described the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام by being a prophet and being a messenger. وبينهما في المعنى فرق. And there is a difference, technically speaking, there is a difference between a prophet and a messenger. لا شك أن كل نبي مرسل من عند الله، فهو بهذا المعنى رسول. With no doubt, every prophet is sent by Allah تبارك وتعالى with a message. So, taking from this aspect, every prophet is a messenger. He delivers a message. Isn't it the case? Every prophet delivers a message. But لكن في الاصطلاح هناك فرق. في اصطلاح علماء التوحيد هناك فرق. But technically speaking, there is a difference. النبي هو إنسان أوحى الله تبارك وتعالى إليه أن يبلغ شرع رسول كان قبله. A prophet is a person to whom Allah revealed to convey a set of rules that were revealed to a messenger that came before this prophet. أما إذا أوحى الله إليه بحكم جديد لم يكن في شرع الرسول الذي قبله فهو نبي رسول. Now if Allah reveals to him a new rule that did not exist in the set of rules revealed to the messenger that was before him, then this prophet would be a messenger also. So a prophet can be a prophet without being a messenger, and it can be a prophet and a messenger. فإذا النبي قد يكون نبيا غير رسول وقد يكون نبيا رسولا. هذا الفرق بين النبي الرسول والنبي غير الرسول هو الفرق المعتمد. This differentiation between a prophet who is not a messenger and a prophet who is a messenger is the reliable differentiation. لأن بعض الناس يفرقون تفريقا آخر وهو باطل. Because some people they make a differentiation in a different way. يقولون النبي غير الرسول إنسان أوحى الله إليه بشرع ولم يأمره بتبليغه للناس. أو هذا فاسد. They say a prophet who is not a messenger is a person to whom Allah revealed a set of rules, a new set of rules, but Allah did not order him to deliver this, to convey this to others. This is wrong. This is wrong. يقولون أما النبي رسول فأوحى الله إليه بشرع وأمره بتبليغه. They say as for the prophet who is a messenger, he is someone to whom Allah revealed a set of rules and ordered him to convey the set of rules. هذه التفرقة في غير محلها. This is not a reliable saying. This is not the difference between a prophet who is not a messenger and a prophet who is a messenger. لأن النبي لو لم يكن مأمورا بالتبليغ إذا مأمور بإيش؟ إذن لو لم يكن مأمورا إذن لماذا أرسل؟ Because if the prophet is not ordered to convey what it was revealed to him, then why this prophet was sent? With what? وهذا التعريف الباطل موجود في كتب كثير من المتأخرين. Many among the later scholars, they wrote in their books this wrong definition. لكن الله أعلم ماذا يفهمون من ذلك، لأنه قطعا لا يفهمون أن النبي غير مأمور بالتبليغ، لأنهم يقولون يجب للأنبياء صفة التبليغ. ومع ذلك يريدون هذه العبارة. الله أعلم ماذا يفهمون منها. Allah knows what they understand from this statement. Because we do not believe that they understand that the prophets are not ordered, the prophets who are not messengers are not ordered to convey from Allah. Because they themselves say that among the attributes that the prophets has to be have to be attributed with is to convey. So الله أعلم حقيقة الأمر أن كثيرا منهم قلد من قبله نقل العبارة وما أظنه فكر في معناها. The truth is a lot of them, they just imitated scholars who were before them. So they copied the statement without thinking even about its meaning. Or they thought it means something else. الله أعلم أو ظنوا أن لها معنى آخر. الله أعلم بحالهم. في كل حال العبارة فاسدة. Regardless of what they understood, the statement itself is false. This is not a correct statement. نقف هنا والله أعلم. Let us stop here. Allah knows best. إذا كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, please go ahead and ask. القونوي ذكر ذلك من بين العلماء الذين ذكروا بيّنوا الصواب في الفرق بين النبي الرسول والنبي غير الرسول. القونوي among the scholars that mentioned that talked properly about the difference between a prophet who is not a messenger and a prophet who is a messenger is القونوي عالم معروف شرح الطحاوية. He is a well-known scholar who explained this booklet, الطحاوية. كذلك البياضي. Likewise, البياضي mentioned this. كذلك أبو منصور التميمي. Likewise, أبو منصور التميمي. These are high scholars who talked properly about this matter. أول اثنين حنفيان والثالث شافعي. As you know, the first two are Hanafis, the third one was Shafi'i, following the Shafi'i school. هون في سؤال بعض مكتوب بعض الناس يريدون آية يحتجون بها الشر من أنفسكم والخير من عند الله فلو توضحون تفسير الآية. ما في هيك آية, لا يوجد آية بهذا اللفظ. إنما أحيانا قد يقول الإنسان من باب الأدب الشر من أنفسنا, يعني نحن نفعله نحن نكتسبه وهذا صحيح. والخير من عند الله أي أن الخير تبارك وتعالى الله عز وجل مكننا منه. هذا ما فيه معارضة لما ذكرناه, لأنه صحيح الشر نحن نكتسبه لكن هذا لا ينفي أنه بخلق الله. Something about an Arabic statement I was clarifying. تفضل. يعني يقوم بنا مع توجيه إرادتنا لفعله. Like if you are saying the same words that I used, no. But there are indications in Al-Quran and Al-Hadith that tell you that this is the difference. Yeah, of course. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ وَلَا رَسُولٍ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّا أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَّتِهِ. This is one of the verses that clarify the issue. Yeah. I didn't hear the last. Yeah. Also, yeah, you're right. Some people, the same group, the group called Barilawiya, they love to say about the Prophet that he is Noor. Now, and not just these people, and other people, they say that this is something that can bear different meanings. If someone says about the Prophet that he is Nur, Nur in Arabic means light. If they mean by that that he is someone who guides, this is a way to express that he guides to the truth, then, mashallah, nothing wrong about that. If one says that to mean that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not have a body of flesh, bones and the like, then this is belying Al-Quran. Some people, they come up with a hadith which is a fabricated hadith. They say Sayyidah Aisha wanted to put the izar for the Prophet around his waist, and she couldn't. They claim, yani, there is nothing there for this dress to hold to. They mean it was a physical, he was a physical light. This is kufr. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ, which means, O Muhammad, say, I am a human being like you, but I received the revelation. So he had the physical aspect of the human beings. And some, they say that, claiming that the Prophet is created from light. And here you have two possibilities. Either they mean that his body is created from light, or they mean that his soul is created from light. If they say that his soul is created from light, this is not blasphemy, but they don't have any proof of that. If they say that his body is created from light, then they are claiming that he is not the son of Abdullah and Amina. And this is kufr. So, yani, there are several possibilities for those who say this statement. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام one day said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوْ فَإِنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, which means, do not exaggerate beyond and go beyond the proper boundaries of the religion. This exaggeration led to
الحساب.
لا انه الحساب شو يعني الحساب؟ الحساب
This exaggeration led the nations that were before you to lose or to lose. He used to say, إنما أنا عبد الله ورسوله فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله, which means I'm only the slave of Allah and His Messenger. So say about me, the slave of Allah and His Messenger. One time, a woman, a girl or a young woman was saying poetry, singing. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was in the session. Few women were there. She was saying verses of poetry. He was in the session. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Among what she said, a statement, وفينا رسول يعلم ما في غدي, which means, and among us there is a prophet, a messenger that knows what occurs tomorrow. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام immediately interrupted her. He said, leave this out, don't say this. Say what you were saying, but leave this out, do not say it. He did not accept to be said about him that he knows what happens in the next day. Exaggeration, going beyond the proper boundaries, is a bad matter, a bad thing. Subhanallah. Allah yahfazuna min dhalik. Barakallahu feekum. Khallun. Naam, tfaddali. What's a prophet, Daria? A prophet is a person whom Allah sent. When you say sent, it is to someone with someone, with something. I can't hear you properly. No, this never happened. The Prophet knows very well with what he is sent and to whom he is sent and what about he is sent. This is clear. Because, for sure, this never happened. It does not happen. Because this opens a gate for some people to throw doubt about his prophethood and his message. So it doesn't happen. It does not happen. طيب تريد نهلل. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد.